This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, in the previous episode we spoke about Zakaria, may peace be upon him, when he was informed that his wife was expecting. He asked Allah for a sign, because obviously he wanted to face the people with goodness and he didn't want to face the negative words of the people. What to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the most amazing thing that many of us take for granted. Listen to what Allah says in verse number 41.
قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي آيَةً قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ.
He says, O my Lord, give me a sign. Allah says, your sign is that you should not speak to people. Silence. Be quiet. Don't even try to respond. Be totally silent. Don't speak to people for 3 whole days. Meaning for a period of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Allah a lot and praise Him. Worship Him in the morning and in the evening. So keep worshiping Allah. Keep praising Allah. And remain silent. Don't talk to people. This matter is too big for you to resolve. We will resolve it for you. Brothers and sisters, in times of crisis, a lot of us like to talk a lot. Be careful. Speak less, praise Allah, worship Allah morning and evening, and you know what? Only say that which is beneficial. Sometimes if you have been falsely accused, the result of it, or should I say, the matter is made worse when we speak, when we try to clear ourselves. Sometimes you may have to remain silent. Sometimes people may refute you. They may say bad things about you. It's okay. In this age of social media, you don't need to respond to everyone. It says more about them than it does about you. So the crisis you're facing about people saying bad things about you online, sometimes the solution of it is to keep quiet. Sometimes just get offline. Sometimes switch off. And you don't need to respond. Sometimes you've read it, let it be a source of laughter, because that's not who you are. It says more about them than it says about you. And subhanAllah, my brothers and sisters, this is a powerful lesson that we learn when something positive happened. You see, when someone earns a lot of money, people say they're selling drugs, or someone has to say they're cheating the tax man, or whatever else they say. These are hurtful words. People have nothing better to say. At times, your response to them might make matters worse. Keep quiet. When you know you may not be able to say something that will solve the problem, leave it to Allah. Sometimes we try to clarify and people misunderstand the clarification, which requires a further clarification, and that too is misunderstood and it goes on. Vicious circle. So instead, we rather avoid all of that. Praise Allah. Worship Allah. You know your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guess what? Allah will take care of the rest. The same applies to Mary. Maryam, when Allah told her, and this is the next verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Mary, we chose you above the others. So what we want you to do is,
usjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in, uqnuti li rabbik.
We want you to worship your Lord. We want you to be in prostration and bowing and continue to do that, which means be regular in your prayers. This Allah is advising those He chose. So if Allah's chosen you and I, we will automatically be empowered to pray, to be in prostration, and to take our time when we bow. So let's engage in that, my brothers and sisters, and we will be granted the comfort. We want goodness, don't we? Well, the goodness is achieved by following what Allah told those who He loved and who loved Him back, subhanAllah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats all of this in the Quran, so we can be inspired by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store. Let me explain. Sometimes people plot our downfall. Sometimes people plan against us. It happens. Sometimes people say cutting words, cutting remarks are passed, sarcastic sometimes. People try their best to irk us. They try to make us angry and upset. I promise you, keep your cool, develop your relationship with Allah. That is a crisis, yes indeed. But you will achieve comfort in the midst of the crisis from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you have understood the plan of Allah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same surah, Surah Ala Imran, verse number 54, he says,
وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
They plan and plot. And Allah plans, and Allah is the best of those who plan. Subhanallah. Sometimes the planning and plotting of your enemies is the very source of your ultimate success. You may succeed as a result of having lost a job by earning so much more than you would have had you maintained that job. And the examples go on and on. Remember, lay your trust in Allah. No need to fret and panic about the whole situation when you know Allah is the best of planners. People plan against you. People plot against you. Don't worry. Allah is watching. He may allow a little bit to happen, but ultimately you will win because Allah is the best of planners. However, what is dangerous, you should not be on the other side. Don't plan and plot the downfall of others because you're planning and plotting against Allah. Remember that. So as much as we need to provide comfort in times of crisis when we are being planned against, we need to also teach people not to plan against others because then you are part of the crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us a part of the solution and never a part of the problem. So my brothers and sisters, that is the favor of Allah. He gives whomsoever He wishes. When Allah speaks about all His favors and all the goodness and all the blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 73 and 74 of the same surah, He says,
قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Say that all the virtue and goodness belongs to Allah. It's in the hands of Allah. He gives whomsoever He wishes, and His, subhanallah, His knowledge is very encompassing. It encompasses everything. And then He continues to say,
يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
It is Allah who gives specialized gifts to whomsoever He wishes. Allah chooses whomsoever He wants for a certain gift, and then the gift is given. So don't become jealous of people, and don't plan and plot the downfall of people. And on the other hand, don't become depressed at the planning of others against you. You protect yourself by reading the prayers of the morning and the evening, and at the same time develop a good relationship with Allah and leave the rest in His hands. He is the best of planners. No need to stress over what others are doing when you have Allah with you, because even if they see temporary success according to them, it will be a direct lead to your ultimate success and not theirs. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, you know, people do engage in sin, people do falter, people do that which is wrong. That itself is a crisis. And sometimes people go very far in turning against Allah, in doing things that are unacceptable. Sometimes people believe and then they disbelieve, and then they come back to belief, and then they go back to disbelief, and so on. And sometimes life is full of difficulty and hardship such that some people lose faith through the hardship, while others find their faith because of similar hardships. It's amazing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the punishment of the hereafter, and He speaks about how dangerous and how painful it is, He then says,
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 79 or 89 actually of Surah Ala Imran, when Allah says, except those who return to Allah in seeking forgiveness and they do good after that, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful, most forgiving all the time. That is amazing. To think of the forgiveness of Allah after you've done the most absurd things, and to imagine that Allah will forgive you at the blink of an eye and even quicker, is something so comforting to the soul. Don't let shaitan make you think otherwise. This I will be repeating throughout the entire series, because many of us need hope in the mercy of Allah. He is the most merciful, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most compassionate, etc. I want to end off today's episode by saying, in verse number 92 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah tells us how to achieve righteousness. You want to be righteous. Well, I tell you, some people are striving in order to earn that which will benefit them in this world. Some people are striving in order to earn that which will be beneficial for them in the hereafter. Some people are striving to do a bit of both. Sometimes I tend to love certain things while I'm on earth. As a human being, I draw so close to certain things that I become attached to the degree that I would become so depressed if I were to lose it. And Allah warns us to say, don't be so attached. Yes, you may be attached, but there must be a limit to it. If it is material items that you are attached to, then Allah says, to achieve true righteousness, spend those things. Give them away. Spend that which you love the most if you want to truly achieve closeness to Allah and true righteousness. Listen to what Allah says in verse number 92.
لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ.
You will never achieve true righteousness until you spend from that which you love. And whatever you spend, anything that you spend, Allah knows about it. So people may not know, Allah knows. Spend that which you love. When you get too attached to something material, I promise you, try this. Give it away. Give it away in charity. And give another one away, and a third one away, that which you love the most. When there is too much attachment and you give it away, there is a sense of comfort you derive and contentment that is unmatched. Nobody can describe that. So this is something, people are facing a crisis of attachment. You get too materialistic. It's all about amassing things. You have 45 perfumes, 50 pairs of shoes, so much in terms of clothing. Learn to give away and give away the good stuff sometimes. Don't be attached to those things because your happiness and sadness will not be connected to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attachment be of most importance for all of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.